Margot Gottlieb is with World Class Instructional Design and Assessment based in Madison. She helps develop standards for English language programs in pre-K through 12th grade settings. Gottlieb says the number of multilingual students in the U.S. is growing, so it's important that their skills and aptitude are properly assessed.
I think in the initial conceptualization of No Child Left Behind, there wasn't a realization that there weren't reliable, fair, practical assessment measures specifically designed for English language learners. And it takes time to do that.
Currently, schools whose students repeatedly fail to show improvements in standardized tests may face sanctions or restructuring. Mary Bell of the Wisconsin Education Association Council says that needs to change, especially for schools with minority and low-income students.
No Child Left Behind really takes the long approach, working with schools who have the most challenged students and punishing them if they don't reach a certain level of achievement really belies the fact that we know it takes more money to educate some kids than others because they come with more challenges. And testing year after year isn't necessarily the way to assess what a total child's education is really doing.
Bell says Gottlieb is well regarded for her work and is pleased to see a Wisconsin representative on the panel. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Department of Education wouldn't say if there were changes planned for No Child Left Behind. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.